Sometimes it takes an overwhelming breakdown to have an undeniable breakthrough. My name is Andrea, and this is Adult Child. Welcome back to Adult Child, where we take a deep dive into the impact of growing up in a dysfunctional family. Ahoy, my dear shit shows. For any new listeners, my name is Andrea. I am a total and complete shit show, and I am the captain of this ship. Let's just pick up where we left off, okay? Which was me feeling completely soulfully drained and hitting a wall of burnout and emotional exhaustion. So in my last episode, I got raw and real about how the heavy toll of balancing my personal healing with the demands of running this podcast had finally really caught up to me and knocked me on my ass. About how this constant juggling act of trying to process my own pain, my own grief, while also trying to show up for my work and just being so focused on having to hold space for everyone else had truly left no space for me. And how running this podcast had started to feel more like a burden than a blessing. How the things that I once felt so passionate about, the things that had once brought me such fulfillment, had started to feel like monumental tasks. The joy in my work had slipped away. I felt like I was just going through the motions rather being truly present in what I was creating. And so I realized that I could not keep going on this way. And as scary as it was, I really needed to take a break, to reconnect with myself, to find my footing, to figure out how the hell to move forward. Is this even something that I want to keep doing? Trying to figure out, how do I be happy again? What does that even look like? And so as I, took a step back on this break, and let's be honest, it wasn't a real honest break, guys. It was a bit of a break. I definitely scaled it back some. But the first thing that I did was ask myself, what has made this an unenjoyable process for me? What is not working here? What about this isn't fun anymore? What has made this more draining than fulfilling? And so the main answer that came to me was unmanageability. This constant battle with procrastination, a lack of structure, a sense of scrambling to get things done at the last minute, feeling like I am always behind, not having a clear vision or plan or goals, and feeling like I'm just perpetually flying by the seat of my pants, which in turn had kept me trapped in this cycle of self-doubt, of not being able to trust myself and my true abilities and gifts. And you know, back in 2021, when I kicked this whole thing off, I dove in headfirst with a ton of passion, but admittedly without a clear understanding of how the hell to run a podcast or manage a business effectively. And you know, the thing blew up fast, which obviously was exciting and amazing, yet equally overwhelming. And so coming into 2023, I just moved back to Florida and there had been some big shifts and insights. I finally started to cry. You know, I didn't really cry for the first, like, I don't know, 3-4 years of my healing journey. So the tears were finally starting to come out. I had finally bought into this whole inner child thing and started doing this reparenting work. I was coming to terms with my phone addiction and my Candy Crush addiction. I got my ADHD diagnosis and I started, medication for that. And I started working with a therapist who specialized in ADHD who was going to help me with, executive functioning type stuff. And so I entered that year, 2023, really feeling like, this is my year, baby. This is my year to get my shit together, to turn this into a well-oiled machine, to finally become fully financially independent, to like become an adult and prove to myself that I can take care of myself in all ways. And you guys, I was feeling really helpful. I was feeling real helpful. and really ready to do the damn thing. But then life had other plans for me. And at the end of April, beginning of May of 2023, my life started to fall apart. And I entered a year-long plus period of pretty much constantly being in fight-flight mode, of being in survival mode, of just trying to keep a damn pulse. And there was no capacity, no room whatsoever for me to try to pull myself out of this stress, this procrastination, unmanageability cycle that I was in. And the longer that I stayed in it, the more of a toll it was taking on me, and the more impossible it seemed that I was ever going to be able to pull myself out of it. And so I came to the conclusion that the only way forward with this is to figure out a way to make managing this more manageable. And if I try to start this up again before I figure that out, I am guaranteed to burn out again. How do I manage this effectively? Time management, structure, systems, support. What do I need to do to feel like I can have a bit more of a handle on this? And obviously, it's not going to be perfect, right? But it needs to be stable enough to where I feel like I'm not living in chaos every day, just trying to keep my head above water. And so, you know, I had this insight. But then on Thursday, I had this past Thursday, like January 2nd Thursday, I had yet another meltdown, a breakdown. Because despite knowing what it is that I need to do to, you know, to change, to move forward, I still felt stuck in this functional freeze, this learned helplessness, this self-doubt, this lack of drive, of passion, feeling uninspired, unmotivated, unable to take action. Every time I would sit down to try to get something done, I would immediately slip back into that damn Cartman drama triangle. You know, the self-doubt would come in. I can't do this. I can't do this. I can't do this. And so then I'm like, you know, going into this victim mode. And then all of a sudden, you know, the persecutor swoops in to start beating the shit out of me for not being able to snap out of it. And so last Thursday, I found myself, I just felt like here we are. We're a month into this break. And I honestly don't feel like I'm in any better of a spot than I was when I first started this break. I still feel helpless and hopeless and not sure how to move forward. You know, I just went into this state of like brain fog for a few days of just being extremely mentally and emotionally dysregulated, completely blended with my parts, asking them to give me space and feeling like they were hardly giving me any, really having a hard time connecting with my true self. And, you know, in those brief moments when I was able to, I was just reaching out to God, just asking for help, saying, I don't know what to do. Like, I don't know how to move forward. I don't know how to pull myself out of this. And then on Saturday night, God answered my prayers and I finally had the breakthrough that I had been waiting for. Now, as I've shared, the past little while here has been a rough go. The past, I know, almost 2 years, I feel like I've been living in the shit show. And, you know, I've shared some of it, but I haven't shared everything. I have not told you the full story. And, you know, part of me has felt guilty about that, almost like some imposter syndrome going on, because it feels unaligned with who I am at my core and what my brand is. This vulnerability and authenticity and honesty. But at the same time, guys, I knew that it was not going to serve me or you for me to share about what I was going through while I was in the midst of it. I knew that there needed to be, you know, time and space and processing and healing that needed to occur before opening up about it. And, you know, I shared in a recent shit show support group that throughout this whole experience, it's been this very surreal experience of feeling so sane, yet so insane at the same time. And like cognitively throughout all of this, I have understood that this is happening for my greater good in order for me to heal. Just the way that it all unfolded and everything that happened, it was impossible for me to deny that this wasn't like somehow divinely orchestrated and happening for me to be able to heal, but also for me to be able to share this one day in order to help other people. But on an emotional level and on a mental level throughout this whole thing, I've just been like, goodness gracious, can I just get a break? Can you just throw me a bone? Like, haven't I helped enough people to, like, I don't know, cool it on the dark nights of the soul for, like, how about, like, a decade? You know, like, please, come on now. But on Saturday night, it was the first time that I, on a spiritual level, felt the purpose in all of the pain that I had endured, that I had been going through. It hit me on a very deep, soulful level. I was standing in my bathroom. I was brought to my knees. I started to cry. And the message was as clear as day from my higher power, which was, it's time for you to share this. It was like God showed up as Bruce Buffer in my ear, like, it's time! Okay, shit show dudes, you can tune out. This is for my fellow shit show ladies. Are you going through perimenopause or menopause? I'm not quite there yet, but I know that I have plenty to look forward to. Feeling like a wet sock driving down the highway. Night sweats. Poor sleep. Feeling tired all the time. Bloating. Gas. Man, can't wait for this shit. Now, if that is applicable to you, then you have to try Hormone Harmony. So Hormone Harmony is not just a supplement for women going through perimenopause, menopause, or postmenopause. It's become a phenomenon. Women cannot stop talking about it. A bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 fucking seconds, okay? Now, Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work. Now, for my younger shit show women like myself, if you struggle from that vicious week before your period, you want to crawl out of your skin, experience cravings, want to eat everything in the damn house, you feel a little bit down or off, well, Happy Mammoth also has a product for you to make it easier to manage your PMS with their Estro Control. So for a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code adultchild at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code adultchild for 15% off today.
And, you know, I have shared that I thought I was a lot more healed when I first started this podcast. I thought I knew a whole lot more than I actually know. And I'm sure one day I'll be saying the exact same thing about the words that are coming out of my mouth now, right? But I've realized that I think it's time to relaunch this. And I don't know if this is going to be like an adult child season two or what the hell we're calling this, but it's time to kind of revisit this concept of being an adult child and my story with the knowledge that I've gained and all that I have experienced over the past 4 years since launching this. And, you know, in my very first episode, I said that I would be sharing my experience of being an adult child, experiences that some may find shameful or embarrassing to talk about, but that it had been through shining a light and processing the shame and pain of my past that I had found a life of depth and meaning. And guys, it is now time to not just shine a light on the shame and pain of our childhoods, look at the shameful or embarrassing experiences that often serve as the catalysts to us embarking on this journey, but it is now time to also shine a light on the shame and the pain and the experiences that we might find shameful or embarrassing to talk about that we endure while we are in the midst of this healing journey. To let you know that there is absolutely nothing shameful or embarrassing about it. And so, guys, it is time for me to share it all, to speak my truth, and to really reaffirm what it means to be a recovering shit show and what this podcast is all about, which I define as the following three values. Okay. So number one, unabashed vulnerability, peeling back every layer of this onion, no matter how raw or tender, to reveal the truest parts of ourselves, being courageous enough to be fully seen and knowing that it is our vulnerability that is the bridge to true connection. Number two, radical authenticity, showing up as our true selves, no matter what, even when it is uncomfortable or inconvenient, okay? No facades, no apologies, honoring what is true for us. And last but not least, number three, what I like to call like self-empowering, self-deprecating humor, or what I also like to call motivational roasting. I am the motivational roaster. And that is all about, you know, using humor not as a shield, but as a tool for healing, about being able to laugh at ourselves, our missteps, our mishaps, the mess, the shit show, as a way to not diminish ourselves, but like really embrace ourselves and embrace our imperfections and realize that our struggles are not unique. And bringing a sense of humor in this journey is so important and helps us to remind us that while this work is serious and hard, that we don't always have to take ourselves so seriously as we're going through this. So I'm really excited. I just have to say, I'm really excited to share all this with you. You know, there's been a part of me throughout this whole experience that is like a reality TV producer that's been observing all this mess that I've been going through the whole time and being like, girl, this is going to make really, really excellent content one day. And it's time to make that content. And I'm not holding back. Okay. You're going to get it all. And I just want to say that I am feeling inspired again. My creativity is back. The ideas are just like flooding to me. I'm having to stop like in the midst of doing certain things to like jot down ideas. And I'm feeling a renewed sense in my greater purpose and my mission to be a voice for this cause. I have a renewed sense of hope in my future. And I have a very similar feeling to the feeling that I felt when leading up to me initially launching this, kind of this exciting things are coming for you. And when I was getting ready to launch this initially, there was a part of me that really feared leaning into that feeling because I was afraid of, you know, getting disappointed, of this turning into a total flop. But that feeling turned out to be true. You know, just 3 months after launching this on the floor of my closet, next to my cat's litter box, hunched over like Quasimodo and basically being a nobody, I found myself sitting next to Dr. Drew Pinsky telling him my story. And because of this past experience that I had, this time, as I'm feeling this feeling, I'm choosing to like fully lean into it and really just trust in God's plan for me. And so I am really excited about what's to come. In the meantime, I will be giving you, you'll be getting a new Shit Show Saturday episode every Saturday. On Wednesdays, you'll be getting an oldie but a goodie. But let's be honest, I mean, I have almost 4 years of podcast episodes. So many of them are well worth re-listening to many, many times. So you'll be getting that. And if you are looking for me, you know where you can find me. And that is on the Shit Show Ship, my online support community, where I host 4 weekly Zoom support groups, where you can connect with other folks who are on this journey to heal the shame and pain of our childhood. And I just want to express my deep gratitude and love for this community who has been holding me throughout this experience, who has allowed me to just show up to the community as just another community member, allowing me to just come as I am. This is a really special place, guys. I mean it when I say that you will feel seen, heard, and understood like never before. The level of acceptance and non-judgment and vulnerability in this community is next level and unlike anything that I have ever experienced. And while this community is not for everybody, for the people that it is for, you're really missing out. You're really missing out So, how about you do the damn thing and damn the join shit show? This is relational trauma. We heal relationship trauma, relational trauma in safe relationships. And this is a place where you can do so for less than $1 a day, folks. So damn the join shit show. Next, please give me a little follow on the Insta, on the TikTok, at Adult Child Pod. Please follow me on YouTube, guys, because I'm going to do the damn YouTube thing now, okay? With this relaunch, we're doing YouTube. We're going for it. Please, please, please give me a damn 5-star rating on Apple and Spotify and on all the things. And I just want to express my gratitude and appreciation and love for all of you guys, for all of my listeners. I feel just so incredibly honored to be able to share my healing in such a public way. And thank you for making a girl feel so seen and heard and appreciated. And this really is just me showing up as me. And I am committed to doing this. And I am just really excited for what's ahead. And I hope that you are too. So love you all so much. And I'll see you all soon. Bye. Oh,